Wonderful. Powerful time of worship, honoring the Lord. Merry Christmas. We welcome you all. God bless you. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. God bless you all today. Praise the Lord. Okay, come. All right, okay. Oh, they're so cute. Oh, watch out for your head. Watch out for your head. Praise the Lord. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, sister. Merry Christmas. We greet you all in the love and the grace of our Lord Jesus on this 22nd of December. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise the Lord. We welcome you all. What a blessing to see you all today in the house of God. Amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Giving each other that powerful hug and embrace and speaking blessings upon the lives of our brothers, our brethren in Christ. Amen. God bless you today. Amen. And so we're excited as far as what the Lord is going to do in our hearts. Amen. Praise God. You know, when I was watching the news yesterday, they were describing yesterday as panic mode Saturday. It's like panic mode Saturday because, you know, it's countdown and it's already December 22 and Christmas is just a couple of days away. And so I know that people can be busy with the preparation for Christmas Day. But the best time, the best thing to do to prepare for Christmas is to prepare our hearts for our Lord Jesus. And we commend you for being here because this is a time for us to really reflect what the season is all about. It might sound like a cliche, or Jesus is the reason for the season, which is really true. But you know what? Praise God, because we have the Lord continually working in our lives. And we pray that today your hearts be filled. You will leave this place hearts filled. You know, after a heavy lunch or dinner, we would say, oh, my stomach is filled. But today our prayer is that you will leave this place filled with the power of God, filled with God's blessings, because you know what? The blessings of God, they go a long way. Last Sunday, we talked about how gifts that we give. You know, there's nothing wrong about giving gifts to each one. But the best gift that anyone can have is the gift of our Lord Jesus. Because it's the gift that keeps on giving. And we're going to tell you why. Amen. Amen. So praise the Lord. So we thank you all. I thank you all for your kindness, your generosity. You know, I'm blessed to be a part of a local church that really, number one, truly loves God. People that honor the Lord, people whose hearts are really open to what God is saying. So praise the Lord. So we welcome everyone today. Amen. Praise God. And so, Camille, we know that you and your family, you're still here until New Year's, right? Yeah. Praise the Lord. Yay. Praise God. So a couple of more weeks for us to enjoy you with us. Amen. How's the weather in New Zealand now? Is it chilly?
Summer.
Oh, summer. Wow. Yeah. Here it's bone chilly, but you know what? New Zealand is summertime. Oh, because they're in another part of the near the equator, right? Yeah, like Australia. So, but praise God. Praise God for this time that you can be here with us here in California, of course. Amen. And so, praise the Lord. And so, as we open up our hearts to the Word of God in the area of giving, can I just say that giving is part of our worship to God. We give our best. We give our best. And, as we open up our hearts to the Word of God, as our brother Nelson would encourage us in the area of giving, let's welcome Elder Nelson. Elder, praise God. God bless you, brother.
God bless all of us.
Amen. Hallelujah. You know, this is the year that the Lord had made for me and my family. First of all, I want to thank the Lord for the abundant grace and mercy. Amen. Like our pastor said, Jesus is the reason for this season. And we already get the best gift. The best gift that God has given us. Remember what the Word of God says in the book of John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that He gave. Our Heavenly Father is the first one who instituted giving. He gave His only Son, that whosoever believe in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Every one of us have been given the opportunity that God gave His Son to receive Jesus in our heart. That's the beginning of the blessings that God has given us. Because Jesus have come that we may have life and life more abundantly. But it has to start from Jesus. That's why our Heavenly Father is so loved us so much. That our Heavenly Father doesn't want us to have nothing but to have more. Amen? To have more in Christ. Amen? So, brothers and sisters, we have to remember giving starts from our Heavenly Father. And this season is the season of giving. Amen? A giving heart. Amen. Every one of us should have a heart to give. Why? Because we have Jesus in our heart. Amen. We have Jesus in our heart. Because giving is an attitude of a heart. Amen. If your heart is right with God, you have compassion. You have everything to give. Because the Lord, I have proven the Lord for so many times. All the blessing that I have right now is because of Jesus. Because of Jesus. I will never forget that. How He sustained us through the years. How He has blessed us since the day one we are here in the United States. Day one, I've seen the hand of the Lord already. I'm not even saved during that time, but I've seen the hand of the Lord already. Amen. I lost a job on a Friday. I get a job on a Monday. You see how the Lord did that? Those little things that God has given me, I will always appreciate what God has done. The perfect gift that our Heavenly Father gave to us is Jesus. Amen? This is Jesus is the reason for this season. Amen? That's why we have to honor the Lord in everything that we have. Not little things. Everything that we have, we have to honor the Lord for that. Because everything comes from Him. Because He was the one who gave us the ability to acquire wealth. Amen? Let us pray. Father, we thank You, Lord God, for Your word today. My prayer, Lord Father God, today, Lord Father God, that our heart be captured by You, Lord Father God. That we may experience, Lord Father God, the real reason for this season. The very presence of Yours, Lord Jesus, that will fill the heart of each and everyone. The emptiness of the heart of each and everyone will be filled, Lord Father God, by the power of Your Spirit, O God. We thank You, Lord Father God, for Your word today that was planted upon the heart of each one. May this seed, Lord Father God, grow and bear much fruit upon our lives, Lord Father God. We thank You, Lord, once again for this time that You have given us, Lord. We give You praise, O God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us give cheerfully unto the Lord. Amen.
So much that we just want to thank You for all You've done for us.
Praise the Lord. You know, Christmas Day falls on a Wednesday, so obviously we're not going to have our usual Wednesday Bible studies, but we're going to resume our Friday prayer meeting, so that would be 25, so that's the 27th. Amen. And then next Sunday, we're going to announce how we're going to, because 2020 is just a few days away. So we're being ushered into a new year. It's not just, you know, a change of date in the calendar, but when you and I have Christ in our lives, there is this anticipation of something good that the Lord will do in the brand new year coming. And the best way for us to prepare for the coming new year is to seek God. So we're going to announce next Sunday as far as how are we going to seek God as 2020 is about to, you know, it's fast approaching. Amen. Do you know that our God, He is the God of our future? He's the only one that knows what lies ahead. Only Him. No one knows what tomorrow brings, but only God. That's why it's important for us to seek Him for what lies ahead. Amen. Praise God. And so if you have your Bibles with you as we start this service through the Word of God, let's please turn your Bibles to the book of Luke chapter 1. And if you're physically able to please rise up and honor the Word of God. And Jesus is the Word of God. He's Lord and He's King. Jesus is King. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 1. We're going to start with verse 26 all the way up to verse 38. Luke chapter 1. Glory to God. Luke chapter 1. Verse 26. Luke 1, 26. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. Verse 30 now of chapter 1. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." Let's say that. His kingdom will never end. Verse 34. "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel. "Since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be barren is in her sixth month." Look at verse 37. "For nothing is impossible with God." And finally, verse 38, "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May it be to me as you have said." Then the angel left her. Let's pray. Lord, today we make room for you and your word in our hearts. There's so many things that our mind is not able to comprehend and to understand. Many things going on, not just in our own lives, but even around us, all over the world. People are seeking for answers. There are so many questions left unanswered. But we turn to you, Lord, because you have the answer. You are our maker and our creator. We're not here because of ourselves. You are the God who created us. In you we find hope, Lord. In you we find mercy and grace. In you we find understanding, God. And this is all the work of your Holy Spirit in all of our hearts. And our prayer is that, God, for all of us today, in whatever condition we find ourselves in, may we remember that you are the all-knowing, all-powerful God, and above all, the God who loves us. You lavished us with your mercy and grace and your love by sending Jesus. As we revisit this story once more, God, this year, we ask that, Lord, you would speak to our hearts clearly, that we will leave this place, Lord God, filled with hope and a clear understanding that, Lord, you have called us according to your purpose and plan. Not our own agenda, but yours alone. Bless everyone today. Bless our children in the Sunday school room, Lord God, that, Lord, even in their young, tender age, they will come to know Christ. In Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. Christmas time. Christmas is about Jesus coming to this earth. Christmas is about the Son of God coming through humble birth. It's something that people cannot understand. The birth of Jesus is supernatural. Why? Here in this story, we find that the birth of Jesus is a miracle because he was born through virgin birth. And it's something that many people find hard to believe. See, because the ways of God, when it's human understanding ang papairalin, it's like we would use our limited understanding. We will not fully understand. So when you and I would revisit this story about Jesus coming to us on that first Christmas night, we have to allow the Holy Spirit to speak to us. Faith comes by hearing God's word. We would always repeat this because it takes faith for us to understand the ways of God. As found here in the Gospel of Luke, it's amazing how the virgin birth was, you know, revealed to Luke because he is a doctor by profession. And of course, you know, as a medical doctor, he perfectly knew and understand how babies are born, right? But yet, he chose to believe. He chose to believe. That's why he did research and he sought. And, you know, faith gave him like, wow, now I understand. Some people would say to cease to believe. But it's when you believe, when we take that first step of believing, then we understand. And so, as found here in this portion of the scripture that we read, we find that God sent his messenger, an angel. An angel is God's messenger, never meant to be worshipped. We don't worship angels. It's only God whom we worship. Amen. So he sent his messenger. So what the angel told this young woman, Mary, is God's word. He was just there to speak the message that comes from the heart of God. And my prayer today is that, you know, there will be two messengers today that will bring you this message. We'll tell you why, two messengers. And our prayer is that you would open up your hearts to the word of God. So the angel was sent to Mary, telling her that God has chosen her to be his vessel. Just his vessel. That's all that Mary's role was in this miracle that is about to happen. Telling her that she was chosen by God to carry Jesus in her womb. Why virgin birth? And this is very important. As Christians, this is such an important doctrine. Virgin birth because the Bible tells us for us to appreciate the good news, we have to know the bad news first. Everyone born, all mankind, when you and I were born, when a baby is born, something was passed on to us, and that is sin. And sin has such a devastating effect in our lives because it separates us from God. But praise the Lord, the good news is because God loves you and me so much, God loves everyone so much that he thought of a plan. He thought of a plan. And there was one such high standard or requirement for that sin to be taken care of. It's like, oh, what will I do? I don't want them to be separated from me. So he thought of the plan of salvation, and they had a meeting. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. They had a, you know, okay, meeting. And then they thought of, the Father said, this is my plan of salvation. Son, I'm going to send you to earth. And Holy Spirit, this is how it's going to happen. And so Jesus had to be born through virgin birth because he has to be without sin. He has to be without sin because he was chosen to be the Lamb of God who will take away your sins and mine. That's what Christmas is all about. It's more than the presence under the tree. It's more about, you know, we said this before, it's not just the presence under the tree, but the presence of God. Amen. So take your pick, presence or God's presence. And of course, we would want the presence of God. And so, but the thing is, there's a key to that for the presence of God to be with us, and that is putting our faith in Christ. And so here in this story we read, and so the angel told Mary, this is what's going to happen to you. And her natural mind kicked in. She said, how? I'm a virgin. And, you know, the answer was, here we go. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the Spirit of God will overshadow you. It talks about power that comes from on high. Can I tell you the good news today? There is power made available for those who believe in Christ. Amen. Because you and I, we are limited beings. We get discouraged, we get tired and all. But there's something more about this physical, the physical realm. There is something much more that you and I need to prepare our lives for, and that is our eternal destiny. We have to remember that always. So there's good news. When you receive Christ, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. Well, He will come upon you and me. That when now it's going to be made clear why God has created you. Some people, you know, why am I here? You know, people can be so busy with life that it's like, you know, they go through a routine. Some, a person was born, grow up, goes to school or whatever, then goes to work, routine and all. And then you come to a point, why am I here? Why am I doing this, right? It all starts. Life, it does not begin with us. Life begins with God who created us. It all starts with God. And so Mary then realized that her role now is something so interesting and so powerful. And so look at this. So the word of God was shared to her. And when she said, how will this be? And so the angel just told her, it's the power of God that will come upon you, and that will happen. See, I think the lesson in all of this is, look at this. There's something about God. When you and I would look at this story, when she heard that, you know, the Lord even encouraged her with what is about to happen in her life. There was like a bit of news that was shared to her. He said, Elizabeth, your cousin Elizabeth? She said, Elizabeth is an old lady, past beyond childbearing age. And said, Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a baby in her old age. Old and barren, right? So two difficult circumstances, and yet she got pregnant. Why? It's also because of the power of God. And that news was shared to her to encourage her. Something happened to your relative, and something is going to happen to you also through the power of God. And then verse 37, we would always quote this. Please remember this as we are doing this study, as we are meditating and just opening up our hearts to God's message to all of us. Verse 37, for nothing is impossible with God. Bear that in mind. For nothing is impossible with God. Now, when that was said, here's the thing. Look at what Mary, what was her response? I am the Lord's servant. She didn't say, hello, now I'm Mary. I was chosen. Hello. She said, I am the Lord's servant. She humbly received the message. It wasn't easy, but for the sake of time, I'm not going to dwell on that, but it wasn't easy. For her to say yes to God's call was something very difficult. But here, we have to remember, that's why it says, for nothing is impossible with God. And so her response was, let it be to me according to God's word. And so now, can I say that God is calling many? God is calling not many. God is calling all. God is calling all according to His purpose and plan. God is calling so many, young and old, whatever background, God is calling many to come to Him. God is still speaking. Do you know what God speaks? God speaks through His Word. You and I are blessed that we are given an opportunity to hear the Word of God. And so, but the question is, how will we respond? How will we respond? Let it be that our response will be like Mary, because she is such a model to us. Mary is never to be exalted. She is just a humble servant called by God. Yes, of course, she's blessed and highly favored, but the exaltation belongs to Jesus alone. So God, when she said, how will we respond? Let it be to me according to your word. Here's the thing. When the Lord said nothing is so difficult for Him, we have to remember that He has the power to do anything. God has the power to do anything beyond our abilities, beyond our comprehension. He has resources unlimited. So even under the most difficult and impossible circumstances, we have to believe that God is more than able to do the impossible. God has the power to do it for us. We have to make it personal. God has the power to make things possible for His people. Amen. So today we're going to hear a testimony. See, the beauty of when people's hearts are open to His word is something happens. Something happens. A life is changed when we receive the word. This is not just a book. Jesus said, my words, they are words of life. So when people are given the opportunity like this to hear the word of God, can I say this? Your life and mine are changed. For the better. For the better. Hallelujah. That's why it's good news. That's why it's good news. So when people now begin to receive and believe, not just hear, but believe and act on the word of God, because Mary did it. She heard the word, she believed, and she acted on it. Then miracles begin to happen. Hallelujah. So today we're going to hear a testimony of someone whose life has been touched, whose life has been transformed by Jesus. A testimony that shows that really nothing is impossible with God. We've given Him this platform because I heard His testimony, and I know that this would be such a powerful and source of encouragement for all of us. We all need, how many of us need encouragement? We all do. Every day of our lives, we need encouragement. Amen. And so as He shares His testimony, keep your heart open. I believe some, how many of you have the sticks that was distributed? You have all the sticks? Sticks. Oh, see, what stick? So that means not everyone has the stick. Do you have still some extra sticks? Raise the hand of those who do not have the sticks. Okay, 1, 2, 3, okay. Okay. Okay, let's do that real fast, okay? Yeah, all right. Ushers, okay. We're going to, after He shares His testimony, okay, all right, keep your hands up for those who do not have. Do you have the stick, Daddy? This one, that stick. There we go. All right. We'll let you know what that stick is for. We're not going to make popsicles today. No, we're not going to make popsicles. We'll let you know what that is for. Okay. Because there would be a significance, a symbolism as the testimony will be shared. There will be two more here. Sister, keep your hands up, please. Praise the Lord. Praise God. After He shares the testimony, We're going to pray, and we're going to let you know that for us to have an understanding what, you know, when God calls us corporately as a church, God has given us a task, and at times the task might be, that sounds difficult. It's like, oh, mission impossible. But when God gives you a mission, it's mission possible. Okay? And so this afternoon, we're so blessed to have Brother Ray Maliari share his testimony with us. Let's welcome him. God bless you, Brother Ray. And we're going to pray for you as you finish your testimony, and praise God. And we're going to anoint you later on. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If it's green, then it's on.
My brothers and sisters, good morning. As our pastor said, our life sometimes is like very impossible. Not only impossible, it's very impossible. Today, I want to share to you the word of God that words that God gave to me to share to you so that we'll know who God is in our life. Okay. Since today I'm your speaker, I have some requests from you. As a listener, while I'm talking, please listen very carefully. Okay? Number two, I will talk in Tagalog most of the time, and English sometimes, because when God sent me here, United States, I have only some English, and I have the Tampipi. You know what Tampipi is? Ball bag with me. But praise God, God's bless us. Our garage is full of junk. So, salamat sa Dios. And number three, the most important thing, do not sleep. Because sometimes it happened. We got sleep. And then, number four, wala pong kokontra. Maring sa, while I'm talking, you know already some of my testimonies, but wag po kayong kokontra. Pagkatapos po, kumontra kayo at magsasawa kayo sa akin, sasagot sa inyo. Amen. Let us open our Bible in Genesis chapter 6. And let's start from 5. To succeed po, we have to cross some lines. And there is a winner in you and me. We are created to be successful, to accomplish our goals and dreams, to leave our mark on this generation. There is a greatness in us. The key is to cross the line, one of the principles to succeed. Too often we talk ourselves out of God's best. We allow doubts, fears, and discouraging things people have said to limit us. Yung pong mga chiwari-wari-wap, mga kontra, and convince us to settle where we are. Negative voices always speak the loudest. We have what it takes to succeed. We are talented enough. We are smart enough. Amen? Parang hindi kayo kumbisido eh. We are experienced enough. We have the right personality and the right looks. pogi tayo lahat at magaganda tayo lahat. We are not looking fully equipped sometimes. We are the man of and or woman for the job. This is our time. This is our moment. Amen. Put our shoulders back. Hold our head up high. Walk with confidence. Succeeding is in our DNA. And it's about to come out in a greater way. We may have had some victories in the past, but we haven't seen anything yet. As we put this principle in action, we will step into a new level of our destiny. We will discover talents we didn't know we had, and we will see God's blessing and favors in amazing ways. Hallelujah. Cross the line. What is cross the line? Ano ba ibig sabihin ng cross the line? Cross the line means to go beyond what is proper or acceptable. Well, sino ba yung mga kasintanda ko rito? Datatanda niyo po ba nung tayong nag-aaral pa? Marami tayong peers, marami chiwariwap sa buhay natin. Yung bang, yung maraming yung may katyawan, merong binubuli ka. So, sometimes, they put a line. Okay? Huwag kang tatapak yan. Huwag kang magkukross ng line. Ayaw mo naman. Hipuin mo eh. Itikin mo eh ka sa tinga. Tik! Tatapang ka. And you have to cross the line to fight. Ganun po ang buhay natin doon tayo aral. Tayo yung magaling. Tayo yung mahusay. But to be mahusay and magaling, you have to cross the line. Amen. In Genesis chapter 6, verse 5, let's see. Remember Noah? The main character of our study today. Now the Lord observed the extent of the people's wickedness, and he saw that all their thoughts were consistently and totally evil. Masamang masama po ang tao ng mga panahon na yun. So the Lord was sorry he had ever made them. It broke his heart. And the Lord said, I will completely wipe out this human race that I have created. Yes, and I will destroy all the animals and birds too. I am sorry I ever made them. But Noah found favor with God. So God said to Noah, I have decided to destroy all living creatures for the earth, filled with violence because of them. Yes, I will wipe them all from the face of the earth. On the 17th, make a boat from resinous wood and seal it with tar inside and out, then construct deck and stores throughout the interior. So, on 15, make it 450 feet long, 75 feet wide, and 45 feet high. On the 16, construct an opening all the way around the boat, 18 inches below the roof, then put three decks inside the boat, bottom, middle, and upper, and but a door in the side. When Noah was working on the boat, Noah preached. Sabi ni Noah, repent! Dahil magugunaw na ang mundo. God is so mad on us because of our wickedness. When Noah is preaching and making the boat, they said, Noah, sira na ang tuktok mo. This place, since we were born, wala dumating na ulan dito. At saka gagawa ka ng boat, kailaki-laki, kailan matatapos yan? Noong mga panahon, saan ka kukuha ng kahoy? Wala pa naman drill nung dati. Wala naman lagari pa nun. How could you do that? But Noah didn't listen to them. Sabi nila, Noah, what you are doing is crazy. It is impossible. So, tigilan mo na yan. Naggutom lang yan, Noah. O, matulog ka muna. Kulang lang sa tulog yan, Noah. But nobody listened to Noah. And let's see what next. So Noah did everything exactly as God has commanded him. And finally, the day when the Lord said to Noah, go into the boat with all your family for among all the people as on the earth, I consider you alone to be righteous. When Noah was 600 years old, waters burst forth the earth and the rain fell in mighty torrents from the sky. For 40 days, the floods prevailed, covering the ground and lifting the boat high above the earth. When the flood getting higher and higher, probably the people were trying to knock on the door of the boat, asking Noah to open the door for them so that they will be saved. But, mga kapatid, remember in Revelation 3:7, write this letter to the angel of the church in Philadelphia. This is the message from the one who is holy and true. He is the one who has the key of David. He opens doors and no one can shut. He shuts doors and no one can then open. Every living thing on the earth was wiped out, and people, animals, both large and small, and birds, they all destroyed. And only Noah was left alive, along with those who were with him in the boat. Why? Why? Because Noah believed and obeyed God. How? Noah crossed the line of the impossible. Well, mga kapatid, like Noah, I was one of impossible for me to be in front of you today. According to my parents, when I was born, I was dead. My mother told me that I was in a bag. And because of that, on that time, what we have only hilot. You know hilot? And they decided na ibaon na ako dahil patay naman. And my dad already dig a hole. And when he started to put me in the hole, there is a miracle. The bag burst. And I came out alive. There is an uha. Uha, uha, uha. And they told me, when I was born, it's like I'm a rat. Napakaliit ko. So everybody in our neighborhood is like, they are expecting me to be dead anytime. And, pero they are mali. They are wrong because God put me alive. As I grow up, mga kapatid, a lot of people are bullying me. Ako raw ay pangit, mabaho, payatot, maliit. And my God, wherever I go, a lot of people are bullying me. It breaks my heart every moment that they say that I'm pangit. Hindi raw ako, ala raw akong karapatang mabuhay. My God, hallelujah. But as I grow up, mga kapatid, I praise God that God put me a desire to go to school. Because my mother is always telling me, the only way for you to succeed is to go to school. And our life is, we are so poor. I still remember we are living in a Nipa hut. At night, when I go to sleep, I see a lot of holes. I see a lot of stars, the moon, the sky, and this is the sad thing. When it rains, I have to put a lot of tabo on the holes, catch it, and empty those tabo. That's my main job. As I grow up, yung libangan ko mga kapatid is to go to the field. Pick up some rice and catch some peas at the age of like 7 or 6. That's already my job. And my mom enrolled me in elementary school. In the school, you know what? The teacher put me in a salingkit. You know what salingkit is? Saling pusa. Because she said that I'm small. I'm always at the back. Because ako din mabaho. Pangit. Pabihirang puro pangit na rin, narinig ko sa matigal sa amin. And we live in a dulo, in our place. When they said dulo, you are like, para kang itinapon. The outcast of the society. That's why whatever I do, it's like they are watching me. Sometimes when they saw me, pangit. I don't know why. So I'm in school, you know. When I was in the school, I still remember. I have only one t-shirt and one pant. After school, I have to wash it, hang it, and suit it again on the next day. Wow. We don't have electricity then. Alang electricity doon. In working in with my homework, I had to use lampara, yung digaas. That's why when I'm right, you know, nasusunog yung, totoo yung nagsusunog ng kilay. Sa akin, hindi lang kilay, pati buhok. Kasi nagaganon eh. And life is so hard. Parang bato, it's so hard. And the thing is, my study table is, you know what is dulang? Maliit na table kung saan kayo kakain. Na pwede mo itiklok after you eat. That's my study table. Life is so hard. And praise God, graduation come. They said, I cannot go anywhere. Tinuldo ko nila yung buhay ko, pero when graduation comes, I'm one of the graduates. Amen. On that time, you have to have a Trubinize and a pants. I don't have those. And I talked to my mom. Mom, when can I have that? Anak, may awa ang Diyos. Gagraduate ka. And the graduation is 6 o'clock at night. 3 o'clock, I don't have anything yet. And my mom come. He has a supot. Oh, anak, ayan yung supot. Andyan yung mga isusuot mo. Isukat mo, anak. Gagraduate ka. Sigurado yun. Try it. When I tried the pantalon, nakatayo pa lang ako. Nahuhubo na. Ano pa? Inang paano ito? Merong mga sahadya na saging. Just use it. Yung akin naman, true be nice. Naku, napakalaki. Para akong panakot ng ibon sa gitna ng palay. And, praise God. O, anak, yung sapatos, try mo yan. Naku po, Panginoon kong Jesus. Napakalaki. Ang dulo, parang kutsilyo. Sa tulis. Paano kung may susuot yan? No problem, anak. Kubuha ka ng mga dahon ng saging. Iyansal mo, anak. Kumuha ka ng papel, iyansal mo. Praise God. During the graduation day, I am on the line. When my name called, Reynaldo Malyari. Para kung ganyan ang salakad ko. Sabi ng teacher ko. And, kasi yung sinusunod ko, baka mahubo, ay makatama, ay makadisgrasya pa ako. Sabi ko, paano ito malalaki? Pwede ba inang itong itupe at saka ating sursya? No, anak. Isosoli natin yan. Hiniram po lang yan. The most important thing, and that's impact for me, it's impossible for me to graduate because I don't have anything. 3 o'clock in the afternoon, nothing else. I don't, ala pa akong nakikitang maisusuot. I made it. I graduated it. And then, praise God! God proved to them that they are wrong. May narating ako na nakarating ako ng nakagraduate ako. I have the diploma. And since then, praise God. Sabi ko, inang, paano ang high school, anak? Let's talk about it. And she said, anak, alam mo, I believe in you. Makakagraduate ka. Makararating ka ng malayo, anak. Merong magandang mangyayari sa buhay mo. Anak, gagawin natin ang lahat. Merong tayong Diyos na hindi tayo iiwanan o hindi tayo pababayaan minsan man. Just believe, anak. I believe in you, anak. At every night, yung mother ko, lahat kami dinudoktrinahan. Hindi ka makakawala sa doktrina bago ka makatulog. Anak, ganito, ganito. Sa akin, anak, wag mong pababayaan ng mga kapatid mo, ha? Kasi ako panganay. Pagka naman ikaw'y pinagpala na ng Diyos, tulungan mo sila. And praise God. Nakarating ako ng college for in a mysterious way. Hallelujah. God, take me to the place of Sister Beth, yung kanilang lugar. And one of my uncle, they need somebody to take care of their baboy and manok, and I'll become a errand boy. In short, katulong. And there, napakahirap mawalay sa mga kapatid at yung mga magulang. It's like you are na ulila. And on that time, medyo hindi maganda yung condition sa akin tinitiran. And praise God, where that bundukan, pangalan na matatakot ka na eh. Lugar ay Bundukan. The name of the place is Bundukan. And Sister Beth and I cross our path. Bundukan is like the promised land to me. And through Sister Beth, I was able to know the Lord. He shared to me who is our Lord Jesus Christ. Sinasama niya ako sa mga young people na pinupuntahan niya. And the more na nakilala ko ang Diyos sa buhay ko. Sa buhay pala ng tao, God has a plan. And Sister Beth, she's okay. Eh, nagustuhan ako eh. Hindi haya niya akong magpakasal. Umayag naman ako. And praise God, nagpakasal kami, and we started from zero. Life is so hard. Kahit pala nakakilala ko na sa Panginoon, mahirap pa rin ang buhay. I thought before, it's like that. But God opened the doors for us. Nakakilala ko siya, and God provides everything. Yes, mahirap sa umpisa, pero God will open the opportunity for you to succeed. And praise God, sa aming mga kapitbahay, mayroon sila, pupunta rin sila ng Saudi Arabia. And niyaya nila ako. Praise God. Nakapunta ako ng Saudi Arabia just to gain some experience in my career. And in Saudi Arabia naman, Panginoon kong Jesus, three months pa lang ako, na-aksidente ko sa ginagawa namin. Hallelujah. Sabi nila, mapapauwi raw ako. Paano mga inutangan ko ng aking placement fee? Paano yung mga anak ko, si Rochelle, si Robert, si Al? This Robert and Rochelle still nagagatas pa yun. Paano buhay ko? Ano buhay namin? But God does miracles. Mga kapatid. Because of that incident that I got, an accident, God opened an opportunity for me to know by my employer. They found out that I'm a technical man, and they allowed me to supervise a project. On that project, I was able to gain experience that I need. And praise God, hindi ko alam. Basta ako naniniwala, and I'm claiming the word of God that there will be a time that we will be mabubuti din ang buhay namin. Hallelujah. And natapos yung kontrata ko, hindi na ako nag-recontract because I believe that there is more, a better company that I can apply. And yes, God answers my prayer. And I got a job. God gave me a job. That job that with good salary and with a big company. And there, God blessed me. He blessed me a lot. All of my dreams came true. We were able to have a house, a dream house. And later on, Sister Beth go in Saudi Arabia too. And we worked together in Saudi Arabia. And in Saudi Arabia, I believe that wherever God put you in, He has a purpose to bless you and to be a blessing to others. And when we are working there, really praise God. God bless us a lot. So, unknowingly, after few years, Sister Beth went here, United States. We don't know what's going on in our life. I'm in Saudi Arabia, Sister Beth here in America, and my kids are in the Philippines with my in-laws. We are like scattered around the globe. And our prayers for us is to be reunited again. It is impossible. Because on that time, Sister Beth, before she can petition us, it took 5 years for her to be here. But there is a miracle. President Bush, pass a law that for nurses, as long as you work for 2 years, you can petition your family. Hallelujah. I don't know what is America. In our place, because in our place, the only thing that I hear is they are the one who is going to America, not me. And when Sister Beth trying to petition us, some chiwariwap telling Sister Beth, no, don't go home. You cannot go back anymore. Sayang. But Sister Beth said, for God, nothing is impossible. And she went home, and we went to the U.S. Embassy, and praise God, we got approved, And the only thing the consul asked to Sister Beth is where Robert will go to school. And Robert said, yeah. And praise God, on 1992, we are coming here, United States. Time for us to be united. And that privilege, when that is September, and we get in the United States, after a week, that privilege was canceled. It's no more. It will back to 5 years. See what God did. He can do the impossible things. When you have a problem today, I don't know what your problem is. This is what I can tell you. Just believe. God will do something behind the scene. You don't know. Just do what God is saying to you. Like us. I don't know where is Saudi Arabia. I don't know what. I just go with them. Na-accidente pa nga ako dun. Pero God did something. The experience that I got there, I got used to here. I work in a company here, in a lot of company in hospital, and the last company that I work in, Del Monte, they said when I got that job, I will be staying there just for 6 months. But when they interviewed me, why did you get this? Why did you took this job wherein you have only to stay for 6 months? But I told them, God, when my God put me in, this company will not be closed because I'm here. And my supervisor said, really? Yes. I worked there for 10 years. There, in that place, in that company, I retired 10 years. Sino sabihin nila 6 months? I worked there for 10 years. Hallelujah. Mga kapatid, to God, everything is possible. God will do something. Just believe. Manampalataya tayo sa Kanya. And God will open the opportunities. And wherever you go, in the desert, in the city, He will bless you. Amen? Amen. Glory to God. Today, we gave you a stick. You wrote your prayer request. We will put that in here. Every Friday, we are praying. We are going to pray for those sticks, your prayer requests. And let's see if God's willing, next year, we will put out that stick and see and declare in this place that God answers your prayers. So, dali nyo na po yung stick nyo rito. Hurry up! In our conclusion, it says here, Jeremiah, nakita po, nakasulat doon. Jeremiah 32:27, I am the Lord, the God of all the peoples of the world. Is anything too hard for me? In Matthew 19:26, but with God, everything is possible. Glory to God, and good morning. God bless you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Brother Ray. Okay, come on, Sister Janet. Come on. Oh, okay. You're... Praise the Lord. The Word of God was shared to all of us. See, the thing is, when we read the story of how Jesus came, it was a miracle. The Word of God was received by Mary, and the miracle happened. So with all of the sticks that you have placed here, you heard the Word of God, you received that in your spiritual womb, and the miracle will be birthed as you and I continually believe. Amen. And so it will take the help of the Holy Spirit. We need to pray about that. And so that's a very good thing that our Brother Ray mentioned, that we're going to lift all this in prayer. It takes faith, because the Word of God says, for with God all things. For with God, nothing is impossible. Is there anything too hard for God? That was the question. None at all. So much was shared. In fact, that's just like a capsule form that Brother Ray shared about how his life has been changed by God. He went through so many difficult circumstances, but there's a God who created him according to God's purpose and plan. When, you know, he referred to Noah. Noah was given such a big task, an impossible task. Here's the thing. But Noah believed God. Here's the thing. He believed God. He obeyed whatever the Lord said he did. And the result was what? He was saved, and his entire family was saved. See, that's the blessing that comes from God. When you believe, that blessings would even flow even to the next generation. Amen. And it's such a blessing to have met this family, Brother Ray and Sister Beth, Robert. And, of course, one of the sons is here, the junior. You're Ray Junior, right? Praise the Lord. You know, we are seeing how God really is true to his word. When he blesses, he would also bless the next generation. And we know that even your grandchildren will be blessed. Amen. If God did that for him, because God is no respecter of persons, he has no favoritism, he can do it for anyone. Amen. He can do it for anyone. Let's pray. We're going to come to the Lord in prayer, and then after that we're going to pray and anoint Brother Ray for, and I'm going to share something about a task that God has given to us as a church, and he would have a very important role in what God has called us to do as a church. But let's thank the Lord first for his word. It's okay. You don't have to turn off the lights. You don't have to turn off the lights. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's come to the Lord. Like Mary, let's humble ourselves before God. The miracle is not because of we're good. It's based on our ability. No, it's the power of God. And so let's just thank him for what he has shown to us, to all of us this afternoon, that God has called each one of us, that God created us according to his purpose and plan. We are not the master of our soul. It is God who controls our lives. But one thing he's waiting for is for us to surrender to him, to give our lives to him. Hallelujah. And so in the story of Brother Ray, he met Sister Beth, who is a Christian, and who knows the Lord. And she shared to Brother Ray about her faith. We are sharing to most of you what faith can do. Faith in Christ would bring about our salvation. For the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. We're going to give an opportunity for anyone who has not yet accepted Christ today. And this is the most important thing that anyone can do, and that is to decide to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Are you that someone, it's not about being born again, it's not about being converted to a religion, but it's having a relationship with Christ. So we're going to give you an opportunity to do that today. Hallelujah. And so if you're that someone and you know that you have not yet made that decision, just lift up your hand and your heart to the Lord. I'm going to lead you in a very simple prayer. And I'm just going to ask you to follow we're going to pray, asking Christ to come into your life and to believe that Jesus died for your sins and mine. And as we believe, you and I can have the forgiveness of all of our sins, and then we're going to be reconciled with the Father, and the blessings will come upon our lives. Amen. So if you're that person, just lift up your hand and your heart to God. It's a sign of humbling ourselves to the Lord. Hallelujah. So if you're ready, just say this prayer and mean it from your heart. Lord Jesus, I come to you just as I am, as a sinner, in need of your forgiveness, in need of your mercy and grace. I come to you and ask for your forgiveness, Lord, for all of my sins. Today I make that decision to accept you as my Savior and be the Lord of my life. That, Lord, from now on, it is you that I will follow, not what I want, but what you will for my life. Help me through your Holy Spirit Strengthen my faith in you. Give me the desire to know you more through your word. And help me to follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. And Lord, for most of us that have made that decision already, God, we come to you and we thank you for reminding all of us, God, that whatever impossible circumstances we find ourselves in, thank you, Lord, for reminding us in your word that with you, nothing is too hard. Nothing is too difficult, God. There will be people who would negate what your will is for us, but help us through the power of your Holy Spirit to cross that line. Like Noah, he was asked to do something impossible, oh God. People were laughing at him, sneering at him. Lord, you have asked us to do things, Lord God, for you. But Lord, our prayer is that, God, may we never limit you, God, in what you can do through our lives. And so, Heavenly Father, we thank you for everyone gathered this afternoon, Lord. Thank you for touching us. Thank you for encouraging us. And thank you for building up our faith. We receive the power of your Holy Spirit upon our lives, oh God, that from this day on, we be led, guided, and empowered by you in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. As I call on Brother Ray, Sister Beth, she left. Okay, come forward, please, and we're going to pray for you. Let me just share with you why this is such so important for us. What is the meaning of all of this as we send off Brother Ray in our praying? If you would notice, and I would always point you to that banner, the banner here, Jesus as our restorer, and there's another banner in the fellowship hall. See, God has called us as a church, not just to occupy blue seats or orange seats in the fellowship hall. God has called us according to his purpose and plan. When the Lord gave us an opportunity to be a blessing to others, like what Brother Ray has mentioned. See, when the church was created, he said, never forget or neglect the poor and the needy among you. Little did we know about Montalban when the Lord gave us that verse when we started as a church. And then it came that when Sister Lina and the family went home to the Philippines, they visited some relatives there. And when they got back, they shared us, you know, the result of their coming to Montalban. And they saw so many children in the streets. Very poor children. And the Lord opened up our eyes as a church to see the need there. And that was the start. That was the start. And so, see, the thing is, it's not just on one occasion, but it came to be like an ongoing ministry for us. When the group of elders fasted and prayed at one Saturday, the Lord gave us that verse that you see there in that banner, Jesus as our restorer. For most of you, you already know that Montalban is a dumping area. It's sa Tagalog, tambaka ng basura. The word waste places. And you see that in that verse in Isaiah. That from among us, he's going to use us to bring about a change. So it tells us there, from among you shall build the old waste places. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations. And you shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to dwell in. When you and I would read that, me, us, right? Gagamitin tayo ni Lord for such a big task. It's seemingly impossible, right? But when God says something, we know that it's possible, right? Yeah. So as we continually sought the Lord and we found out, you know, some of our brethren visited that place and they came back with a report. They saw the poor living conditions of the people there. They have no electricity. He came from that kind of background. No electricity. No clean running water. How is it possible for someone, for anyone, to live in such a poor condition, right? And yet, here we go. So on another point, the Lord gave us this verse in Isaiah 41. Please remember this in your prayer, and I'm going to share this with you as we pray for Brother Ray. The poor and needy search for water, but there is none. Their tongues are parched with thirst, but I, the Lord, will answer them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. In verse 18, here's the promise of the Lord. I will make rivers flow on barren heights and springs within the valleys. I will turn the desert into pools of water and the parched ground into springs. Hear the word of the Lord. In verse 20, so that people may see and know, may consider and understand that the hand of the Lord has done this, that the Holy One of Israel has created it. It is God who has spoken. The needs of that, you know, the water there, God will provide. As Brother Ray would leave for the Philippines on the 29th, can I ask also Sister Beth and Robert? Come on. They're leaving for the Philippines on the 29th. So, Sister Beth. She will just Brother Ray and Robert. Part of that is, you know, when Brother Ray shared his testimony, people would just write him off because people were not impressed about how he looks. He's so poor. But see, God chooses. God chooses the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. In the eyes of the world, no. But in the eyes of God, gave him a two thumbs up. Because God is doing that in all of us. He has been changed by God, blessed by God. Now he has a family. Amen. And now here's the open door for him. The testimony that he shared with you, God opened an opportunity for him to speak in the school where you graduated. Because a lot of young people need to hear a message like this, that there's hope in God. That whatever circumstances you may find yourself in, there's hope in the Lord. And he's an example of that. Amen. And so now, when he goes there, he's going to meet Pastor Romel and the vice mayor of Montalban. We know that God is already setting these things. He's preparing this already. So we need to pray for him. Because we're going to send him off and ask for God's power and anointing and wisdom, because the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord, Brother Ray. That God would empower you and give you wisdom as you sit down with even, you know, the vice mayor, come to think of it. Remember, the Bible says authority comes from God. Do you know that the vice mayor is a Christian? Yeah. That the vice mayor is responsible for the needs of the community. And for most of you who are watching your sino may mga Tagalog cable news, the TFC, President Duterte now is aware of the needs of the water problems in the country. And so when it's in top of his list, do you know that God can use, like what, you know, what was shared earlier? The family came here, petitioned. It would take 5 years for a family to be here. But the senior Bush made the law. If you hear, as a nurse for 2 years, come. It happened, right? And then the opportunity closed. It's God. It's the hand of God. God can touch even the highest office in the land to bring about his purpose. Please, we have to believe that. We should not limit God. Never limit God. Amen. And so we're going to pray for you, Brother Ray, and we're going to, as a church, can we please ask everyone to please rise up as we pray for him. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The elders, can I ask also the elders to come? And even Robert. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, today we honor you for what you have said in your word. What is impossible to man is possible with you. Your birth is a supernatural event. It happened because the Holy Spirit came upon Mary and the miracle happened. And so, Lord, as we anoint Brother Ray and the family, God, and Sister Beth, come forward. Sister Beth, come forward. We anoint them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we ask that, Lord, your wisdom and power come upon them, God. That your purpose and plan, Lord God, come to pass. In this season of his life, in this season for them as a family, we know that, God, you're ordering their steps. We thank you, Father God, that, Lord, now we believe that we're not supposed to listen to the voices of what others would say, but we need to listen to your voice. Yes. If you have called us to do a task like Noah, God, all things are possible, O God. Hallelujah. People can laugh at us. People can say, oh, you can't do that. But Lord, O God, we believe in you. We choose to believe in you, Lord God. What is impossible for us to achieve, Lord, it can be made possible, not because of our own understanding, not because of our own abilities nor resources, but it's you alone, oh God. Lord, as a people of God, we want your name to be exalted. Not our name, but the name of Jesus, oh God. And so, Lord God, we thank you that, Lord, this church, you have opened up our eyes, oh God, that truly you are the source of blessings. That every good and perfect gift comes from above, oh God. What we need comes from you. When we are struggling on our own, at times we want to do the change, God, but Lord, you're teaching us all to seek you first. And that, God, when you speak to us, not just as you have spoken to Brother Ray and Sister Beth and the family, God, you're speaking to everyone in this local church too. But Lord, oh God, we're sending him off and the family and Robert, oh God, as they go to the Philippines, God. We not only pray for your hedge of protection, but above all, that every place that their feet shall tread upon, God. Lord, oh God, we thank you that, Lord, that place will be, Lord, conquered for Christ. That you would use them to be your messengers of hope, Lord God. Even as he speaks in that school, that young people and even the adults will hear that truly there's hope in you, oh God. So, Heavenly Father, even as he meets with Pastor Romel and the Vice Mayor, God, we know that, God, you're going to open doors of opportunity, oh God. We believe in divine appointments, oh God. That, Lord, even the highest office in the land, you can touch, Lord God, to bring about, Lord, what you have promised in Isaiah, God. That through us as a church, even in our praying, even in our giving and sending off our brethren, oh God, for the task, the water problem, Lord God, will no longer be a problem, God. But it is you who would bring about that water to, Lord, oh God, what they need, God. These poor people, oh God. You have heard their cries, oh God. In Jesus' name, oh God. And so, Lord, we're sending him off through the power of your Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus, oh God. Touch everyone today. We receive the power of your Spirit upon our lives. If anyone is going through discouragement, oh God, Lord, with what was shared through a testimony of our brother, God, may everyone be encouraged that, Lord, nothing is too hard for you and that you're going to accomplish the God-given destiny in each one's life. Irrespective of age, oh God. In Jesus' name, oh God. And so, Lord, thank you for blessing us as a church. And we honor you, Lord God, because, Lord, with you all things are possible. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's worship the Lord. Let's sing and honor Jesus as our Emmanuel. Praise God. The worship that we are to give Jesus and recognize his goodness in our lives. Amen. Praise God. Let's worship him. Praise God.
Together in this place of worship, your greatness we proclaim. One in giving you,
oh glory,
and acclaim.
To you our hearts are open, to you our hands we raise. Now take the place of honor.
Praise.
see the praises of a Savior rise to open skies
with the dawning.
With the dawning of redemption, your glory will arise to you.
Of our hearts or the proper response to what was shared today be like what Mary did, submitting to your lordship and authority, God, knowing that, Lord, what you want for us is always the best. What you mean for us is never to deprive us of the joy and, Lord God, knowing that life is, that there's satisfaction coming from you alone, Lord Jesus. Never from what the world will offer, because they're just but temporary fixes, God. So, Lord, this Christmas season, as people will gather together in homes, or God, Lord God, and even for us as a church, for this day that you've given us to come together, we remember you, Jesus, that you are God's best gift to all of us. We thank you for touching every heart today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for building up our faith to know that, Lord Jesus, because you are God, you're more than able to accomplish what concerns our lives, what concerns our loved ones, what concerns us as a church, what concerns this nation and nations, God. Lord Jesus, for what the word declares, for unto us a child is born, for unto us a son is given. And your name, Lord Jesus, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, O God. May all those, O God, the name, Lord God, given to you, Lord God, be made manifest in the lives of your people, God. And so, Lord, even as we gather, Lord God, on Christmas Day, in wherever place we are, may the peace and joy that comes alone from you, God, fill every heart, Lord. Thank you for blessing everyone today, even our children, O God. And Lord, even the time that we are to partake our meals together, let your presence be in our midst, O God. Amen. Thank you for touching us. Hallelujah, Lord, O God. And truly, let this be truly a very blessed and merry Christmas for your people. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Amen, amen. God bless you all. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen. Praise God.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah for all you've done for us.
My Savior, Redeemer, lifted me from the miry clay.
Almighty,
forever, I will never be the same, cause you came near. From the everlasting to the world we live, the Father's only Son.
say